Agotavach, everyone, Agotin Chodesh, it's Motzei Shabbos. Beis Iyar, Motzei Shabbos, Resh Chodesh, Iyar, Tavshin, Pei Vav. I want to share with you what I share with my Kehila today. On Shabbos HaGadol, a number of weeks ago, I usually don't speak Shabbos HaGadol in the morning, but I got up to say a few words, and I mentioned a Devar Torah from Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, Zichrayne Tzadik Levracha, whose Yartzeit is tonight, Beizir, Zchusa Yogin Aleinu, Shama should have an Aliyah. Torah should be Lila Nishmasai, Bez Hashem tomorrow. We'll hopefully post a shir, Mitoras Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, like we try to do on his Yartzeit for the last number of years. Rabbi Yosef Nechemya in his Drashas on Shabbos HaGadol writes that the fact that the 10th of Nisan fell out on Shabbos in Mitzrayim, we, so to speak, commemorate the Nes with Shabbos and not with the 10th of Nisan. Reis Ibn Nechemya says that Shabbos was an integral part of Klal Yisrael becoming Roy for the Karban Pesach. And he quotes the Taz, the first Taz in Hilcha Shabbos that brings the Gemara that someone who shamer Shabbos kilchasa yafilo iver avaydazara kedar enosh or keenosh meichal in loy. Maran Shabbos kufir chesam er beis. Someone who keeps Shabbos properly kilchasa, even if he serves avaydazara like the generation of enosh meichal in loy. And the Taz says, what are we talking about? Did he do tshuva or not? So the Taz says, of course he did tshuva, but for certain averus like avaydazara, tshuva is not enough. Sometimes you need Yom Kippur, sometimes you need Yisurim, sometimes you need worse than that, Rachmana Litzlan Misa. So the Gemara is telling us that Shabbos has the ability to clear away, to totally cleanse a person of the Avera, that he doesn't have to have the Yisurim, doesn't have to have the other extra parts of the Kapara. Person who does Tshuva and Avodah Zarah and Yishomer Shabbos Keochasai, Shabbos has the ability to cleanse him and prevent any Yisurim Rachmana Litzlan. So says Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, Klal Yisrael were being perished from Avodah Zarah. They did tshuva, mishchul, kchulachem tzayin. But that wasn't enough. That doesn't get rid of the entire Avera, just tshuva. There needs to be some other things. So when Klal Yisrael was Shomer Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, that first Shabbos, that Shabbos brought the kapara. L'marek avinam legamri. Shabbos was integral to Klal Yisrael bringing the Karban Pesach. And at that time we were ma'irer that 6 months before Shabbos Shuva, which I also usually don't speak, but I spoke also, and I posted it on Torah anytime, that it came to my attention that this coming year, Tavshin Pei Zayin Rosh Hashanah and Tavshin Pei Ches will be a Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. We don't blow the shofar. And for that, we need the schus of Shabbos. When we don't have the shofar, we need Shabbos to come to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and beg for us. And come and say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this is my Klal Yisrael. Even though they don't have a shofar, get rid of any Rachmana Litzlan Gezeiras Rois. And we remind everyone to be mechazik in Yoni Shabbos. And it came a Shabbos HaGadol, when we're talking about Shabbos' ability to be memarek avoinos. We're mechazik, and we ask everyone to think back to their Kabbalah. How's it going? Renew their Kabbalah. Be mechazik, 6 months into it, in Inyonei Shmira Shabbos, Kedei, the Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Ba'aleinu, if Mashiach doesn't come, and they don't blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, we'll have the Shabbos as a praklit for Klal Yisrael. And with that, I want to continue on this theme. For those of you who listen to the Meshech Chochma Shir, you would have heard Fash Elikim Ina Liyadi, Amar Dika Drosha from Reb Zelig Reuven Bengis, Zecher Nitzadik Livracha, saying Pshat in the Haftarah that we learn today of Shabbos Rish Chodesh. But once I was there in that Drosha, I looked around, and this jumped out at me, of Inyana Diyayma. Today was Shabbos Rish Chodesh. Shabbos Rish Chodesh, a double simcha. Those who keep the first Svira were allowed to shave and take haircuts on Erev Shabbos. Special Ata Yatzarta, Mardika Simcha, special Shabbos, to think about in Yonei Shabbos. Rav Benkis brings that Taz as well. But he brings, and this Rasha, he said, Tavshin Beis, 1942, Shabbos Nachamu, in Yerushalayim in Batei Naitin, I think. And he says as follows, he brings a Meridik Malbim. The Malbim is in Parshas Yisrael and Eseres HaDibrois. More Barichos in Parshas Bereishis, it's more Bekitzer. And the Malbim says as follows, Kedarkoi, the Malbim is focusing on two words in Lashon HaKodesh that seem to mean the same thing, but of course, they have different meanings to them. There's Vayonach, Vayimashvi, Hashem rested. And then there's Vayishboi, Surkivoi Shavas, he rested. What's the difference between Noch and Shavas? So the Malbim, it's Kedai to see it inside, Mamish Dvarim Neiroim. The Malbim says that for the 6 days of creation, Hashem was creating. Then it came Shabbos, Vayonach, and he rested. He stopped his creating. And that's the first inyan of Shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Noch, from the Esek of Sheishis Yimei HaMaisa to create Bruim Chadoshim. But with that, something happened on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the following occurred. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misakin, he created. He infused Shabbos with another Anhaga. During the 6 days of Bereishis, with all these new creations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up what we call the rules of nature. The Chukei HaTeva. There's boundaries of where things could go, how they could happen. There's rules of law. This is how Hashem set up the world. But on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused Shabbos with being above and beyond nature. The ability to be above and beyond nature. So to speak, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything, but He set it up in the Bria to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ability to have an Anhaga beyond the rules of nature, to override the rules of nature, to bring nisim l'schar v'oynish, for those who deserve reward, and rachmana litzlan, those who don't. Schar v'oynish is not teva, the Ramban tells us in Parshas Bo. That's also nes, because teva is rules. There's no reason in the teva. If you do what's right, you should get rewarded. If you don't do what's right, you should get punished. That's Nes. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu performing Nisim. His Lashon is, Lefi Maisi B'nei Adam, Ulefi Chukei Aschar V'Hoinesh. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu ceased from creating new things, set up the rule of nature and the laws of nature and the boundaries of nature, on Shabbos, He created and He put in a hanhaga of l'mayla miderech hateva, of nisim, of ashkocha pratis, that was all infused in Shabbos. Vayonach vayoymashvi is He rested from work. Ki voyshovas, vayishvois, is ceasing, to cease to do something. Vishovas, shovas from the chukei hateva. The chukei hateva are, the laws of nature are set up, and Shabbos they cease to be mechayev. They're ceased to restrict. Ki voyshavas. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayonach vayimashvi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was noch vayikadesh oisoi. He was makdish it. He sanctified Shabbos. Because he stopped working on Shabbos, stopped creating. So there's a kedusha to Shabbos that we don't work. But then there's the shavas. Vayivorech. That's the bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured in a shefa of bracha into Shabbos. That bracha has the ability to be the source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing nisim and performing nisim and hashgacha pratis of nisim to the world and to Klal Yisrael. Those are the words of the Malbim. So says Rebengis Zichrayna Levracha that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Shmirah Shabbos saves a person from Melchemes Goig Umogog Umechevle Moshiach, dangerous times. V'hainu time, he says, what's the reason? Mishum Tibikufais Halalu, in times of Melchemes Goig Umogog, Chevle Moshiach, Tzrichim Linisim Lirigoim, We need miracles every moment. Ukedushas HaShabbos Magenes Alzeh. Kedushas HaShabbos protects us. Kedushas HaShabbos brings those nisim that we need in every moment when we're in Mechemes Goyg HaMogoyg and Chevle Moshiach. Oylohem Lebriyos. Woe is to those who don't keep Shabbos in these days. Chazal tell us if we keep two Shabbos properly, that nace would occur. The gula would come. We had in the Bavli, in the Yerushalmi this week in Tainis, even one Shabbos, says the Yerushalmi. That's the power of Shabbos to bring nisim. And in the paragraph before, and remember what year he's saying this, 1942. Listen to his words. V'hine einenu rois, our eyes see, ki ganu ke'es l'achris hayomim, we've come to the end of days. Haloi zeh kechomei shonim, it's been 5 years. She Yaakov l'meshisa v'yisrael l'voizim, Klal Yisrael has been in such a situation of being plundered and destroyed. And he says a paladic thing. All of the destruction and sorrows we've had till now in Galus, kulam ke'efes u'cha'ayin, they're like nothing. Neged maso hashmad hoiveres alameinu keis hazois. Neged the maso hashmad, this trip of destruction that is coming to Klal Yisrael in these days. So he's saying, this is 1942, Rachmana Litzlan, the next 3 years, much worse probably, I think, than 37 to 42. But listen what he says. Even though it was such a terrible tkufa, v'choyv kodesh aleinu, there's a holy obligation on us, lahargish es hanisim shanasu, to feel and experience the nisim. V'shanasis itanu b'chol yoyim, that were done and continue to be done. Eretz Yisrael was in a pachad at that time as well. B'chol yoyim u'b'chol rega, every day and every minute, u'lohoydeis la'Hashem ha'tayv al-kol chasodov, and to praise Hashem, u'lispal al-elov, and to daven shalo yosir chastei meitonu, u'me'al-kol acheinu b'nei Yisrael b'chol mokim sheheim, u'me'chayovim anachnu lischazek b'munoseinu, we're obligated to strengthen our amuna, u'lohoysif zehirus b'ela mitzvahis ha'mesugolos lo'agin aleinu b'kiyumam, and to add extra zehirus in those mitzvahs that have the skula to protect us. When we keep them, lefidas chazal, uchvar hizkarnu le'el, again, this is before the piece we just said a moment ago. We already mentioned before, ad kama koichol shel shmirah Shabbos, shirav chelo lohogim min ha'yesurim ha'magiyim lo'ivar lachamurois. The power of Shabbos to protect from yesurim that should come from people who do averus chamura sheina tshuva levader the masekas, that tshuva is not enough, like the Taz said, l'slicho mechila b'lo yisurim, they have such a power to protect us from yisurim. In times like this, we have to be mechazik in those mitzvahs, and that's when he continues and says, protects us from goig u'magoig, because we need nisim in those times, nisim every moment. How apropos it is, for our times. There's a Derech HaTeva in the world. Derech HaTeva, the missiles, the cluster missiles, the rockets that are sent should destroy Rachmana Litzlan. And we've seen such unbelievable nisim. We talked about it on Pesach. Such unbelievable nisim that happened in Eretz Yisrael. One of the soldiers was saying, Asaper Maiseko, he says, I said in Hallel this morning, we have to say over the Maiseko, he says, we see Nisim Gluyim every single day. Soldier went into Lebanon on a tank, Nisim Gluyim every single day. Erev Yontif, there was a massive storm in Meiron, I think it was. And then fragments of a rocket hit, sunk into the muddy ground. An hour later, it was sunny like it never happened. V'chahina, v'chahina. These are Nisim, as he said, we need Nisim l'regoyim. We have to open our eyes and see these nisim. And in that, Rav Bengis tells us, Kedusha Shabbos is what's mogain. As the Malbim says, Kedusha Shabbos is the source of l'mayla miderech hateva, of protection from derech hateva. from what should be in Derech HaTeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs these nisim. And there's a chayiv kadosh aleinu la'argish es ha'nisim shenasu v'shenasu yisitanu b'chol yoyim u'v'chol rega lohidis la'shem ha'tiv al kachos adov u'lisbala lalav shalo yosir chastei me'etanu mi'akol acheinu b'nei Yisrael. And we're mechuyiv, as he said, lohoisiv zehirus be'lo ha'mitzvahs. So not only for the future of Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Tavshin Pei Zayin, Tavshin Pei Ches, for the present, Kla Yisrael and the Esara that we're in, throughout the world, anti-Semitism. The whole world is in a turmoil. In Eretz Yisrael, the Sakana, what's going on in the world itself with Iran, V'chulei. It's a time, could I say, Mechem is going Gumogeg? I have no idea. Chevli Mashiach, that's what they tell us. Achris Hayomim, as Rav Benga said in 1942. But it's a time that we need Nitzim. Time in Mechazik and Ashmira Shabbos. To think back, what was our Kabbalah? How are we Mechazik? Rosh Hashanah time? Is it still strong? Could we strengthen it? Could we Mechazik more? Is there another Chizuk we could take on? That's the Avodah now. When we have a Shabbos Rish Chodesh. A Shabbos Rish Chodesh of this extra Simcha. To think about the Kedusha Shabbos and the Shmira Shabbos. Bez Hashem, we should be Zoicha, to be Shomer Shabbos Kilchasa. And in that way, if we're Shomer Shabbos Kilchasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mogen on us from Rachmana Litzlan, Yisurim, and any other Poranias Rachmana Litzlan that we may deserve or may come our way. Shmira Shabbos will be Megen on us. And Bez Hashem, we should be Zoicha. To be Shomer Shtei Shabbosos, Shabbos Achas. To be Zoicha, to Miyad Nigolim. We were not Zoicha, Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasida Nigol. But Bez Hashem, we should be Zoicha, that through Chizuk and Shmir Shabbos, Kla Yisrael B'chomokim Shehem, and every one of us should have a Hagona. And Bez Hashem, we Zoicha, to the Yom Shekul Shabbos, should come, Bimheiro V'yameinu Amen. A good Tavach, everyone, and Kol Tov.